Chain of wedlock is so heavy it takes two to carry it. Sometimes three. You poor thing. Perhaps we can arrange a little rendezvous for you.
Lance! Lance, I have it solved! I thought Lance was here, Pelly.
He just left, Your Majesty. He was here with the Queen.
You're not a member of this court. How dare you to these grounds unannounced?
But I was announced, my lord. Did the Chamberlain not say there was a young man from Scotland who wished to bring you royal greetings?
And were you not informed that all visitors are to return tomorrow afternoon?
I shall be busy tomorrow afternoon.
By Jove, what impertinence! He shall be taught a lesson.
Stand back! Don't touch me! I'm unarmed!
Call the guard, Pelly, and have this young ass thrown out.
That's not a very kind way to treat the son of Queen Morgoth. Yes, Your Majesty. I am Mordred.
Oh, wait, Pelly. Mordred?
Your Majesty.
Leave us, Pelador.
Well, I shall be waiting nearby if you want me, Arthur.
I bring you greetings, Your Majesty, from Queen Morgoth and King Lot.
I trust your father is well, Mordred.
Oh, the Queen is splendid, thank you. As witchy as ever. Still beautiful, which of course she would be with all her magic and sorcery. I've been wandering about the castle. I hope you don't mind. It's quite grand, really. I just love the way you mixed English with French. Very tasteful.
And King Lot?
The King. Never happier. He was so delighted I left. He always hated me, you know. Do you know what he did to me once? Mother had a youth potion that took off 10 years. When I was 9, he gave it to me to make me a -1. I kept asking Mother why the King despised me so.
What brings you to Camelot, Mordred?
A desire of blood, Your Majesty. I have quite a family here, you know. My dear aunt, Morgan Le Fay, whom I've never seen.
Nor has anyone else. The castle where she and her court live is quite invisible. It hardly seems reasonable for making this long a journey.
And then there's you, Your Majesty. I was saying. I kept asking Mother why the King despised me so. One day, not long ago, she told me the marvelous news. He's not my father. I once, when she was visiting England, she met an attractive lad named Arthur, invited him to her room and bewitched him for the night. Is that the way the story goes, Your Majesty?
Yes, that's how the story goes, Mordred.
You can imagine her surprise when later he became king of all England.
Well, now you're here. What are your plans?
That's for you to decide, Your Majesty.
Very well. And I shall tell you what I suggest, what I offer, what I wish. That you should stay here and become a knight of the Round Table. You have youth, brains, and the proper heritage. Much could be done if you apply yourself.
That's very generous of you, Your Majesty. I could think of nothing that would please me more than to gain your confidence.
Oh, I'm sure of that. And I shall be watching very carefully to see if you deserve it. Tonight you'll have dinner with the Queen and me to get to know each other better. And tomorrow your training will begin. But I must warn you, Mordred, no favoritism will be shown. You must earn the right to knighthood through virtue and proper deeds.
I shall try, Your Majesty.
The adage, blood is thicker than water, was invented by undeserving relatives.
Virtue and proper deeds, Your Majesty. Like what? Courage, my lord. Purity and humility, my liege. Diligence, charity, honesty, fidelity. The seven deadly virtues. No, thank you, Your Majesty. The seven deadly virtues, those ghastly little traps. Oh no, my lord, they were not meant for me. The seven deadly virtues were made for other chaps. Love and life, a failure and unweave. Take courage. Now there's sport. An invitation to the state of rigor mort. And purity, a noble yen. And very restful every now and then. I find humility means to be hurt. It's not the earth that makes you parents, it's the dirt. Honesty is fatal and should be taboo. Diligence, a thing I would hate. If charity is giving, I give it to you. And fidelity is only for your mate. You'll never find a virtue unstatusing my quo or making my Beelzebub first. Let others take the high road, I will take the low. I cannot fight in Russian where angels fear to go. With all those seven deadly virtues, free and happy little me has not been cursed.
Forgive me, ma'am, but I must. Arthur, you have got to face it. You have sired a skunk. When to top it all, you set him loose to smell up your own court. Do you have any idea of the foul things he's saying and doing?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do, do you? Are you aware of the skunky way he's stirring up the knights?
Yes, he's preying on their provincialism to make them yearn for their own land.
But did you know that? Ah, but when he disappears every afternoon, do you have any idea what he's up to?
Yes, he's searching the forest for his aunt, Morgan Le Fay.
Do you know that, too? Ah, but I'll wager you don't know what he's been saying about chivalry.
Well, yes, he's been mocking it with vulgar limericks.
You know all that?
Yes, and I know why. To destroy me and all that I love, and to make his inheritance come faster.
Well, then why in the holy name of heaven don't you stop him, Arthur? Arthur, you have simply got to stop you need is a new idea.
And one will be found, Kelly. You shall see.
Well, I hope so, ma'am. I hope so. I'm very worried. But do you know, ma'am, in many ways it's much easier chasing after the beast than living with people. Oh, it's true when you're questing, the winter chills you and the summer scorches, and the wind slaps you about a bit, and the rain drenches you. But it's orderly. You can count on it. And they don't all get together and do it to you at the same time. But people... Oh, I don't mean you, ma'am. Or you, Arthur. You're special people. That's why I stay on, I suppose.
I tell you what, Penny. I could do with some fresh air. Why don't you and I get away from people tomorrow and go partridge shooting?
By Jove, that's the best idea I've heard yet. I've felt that. Fresh air, green fields. They're coming, ma'am. Oh, just the boys, then. Good night, ma'am. Arthur, you bring the bows and arrows. I shall bring the sandwiches.
Sometimes that you've never been born.